Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special school for my Rosh Yechiu. Nishmas Mar says to Rabbi Shmuel, Mar Shchanav Tzumar Salachan Rabbi Tzmeir Zeb, Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas Ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, Alexander Zusha Ben Rabbi Yosef, this is Moshe Rebeshtin Raisa and Moshe Mordechai. We'll be learning Mir Tzashem, a shtickle from the Likutei Teire of the Holy Alter Rebbe Zechet Tzadik B'Kodesh Levracha, Nivor Maslam Atoivu, Oyalecha Yaakov. We have the Likutei Torah Hamavur, amazing parish. And the Biur is Meyusod on the Mitla Rebbe and other sources. Let's begin. Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. How good are your tents, Yaakov, your dwelling places, Yisrael. Ahavin Maimer Chazal. So first we have to understand the Maimer Chazal, Kol HaKorei LaAvram, Avram, anyone who calls Avram, Avram is Oiver Belav. Shenemar V'lo Yikorei Ot Shimcha Avram. Your name is not Avram anymore, it's Avraham. Ela Me'ata, according to this, that if someone's name is changed, you're not allowed to call them by their old name. So Akoril Yaakov Yaakov Hochinami. So if we call Yankov Yankov, should be the same issue. Shiny awesome, and for the Gemara, no, Yaakov is different. The Hada Adre Kras, even though he was called Yisrael, but afterwards the Pasuk again calls him Yaakov. And therefore, you're allowed to call him Yaakov. Va'inyan, what's the Pnimius? It's impossible to come to the mid of Yisrael, the higher level, unless first you come to the level of Yaakov. And therefore, first he's called Yaakov and then Yisrael. Because you have to get to Yaakov before you get to Yisrael. Yaakov, he says, is called Yaakov because he was Ma'akev. He tricked, so to speak. Esav, twice, first, as Esav says. He took the Bechaira, and then he took the Bracha. He supplanted me twice. First the birthright, and now the Bracha. That's the Yaakov. Ulahavin ze, to understand this, the Pnimius of Yaakov, which means on some level mirma, dishonesty. Tzarach lahavin tchila akushya, lama yarda neshama leilam hazeh, b'chdesh tekabos charech hakech began Eden, v'alo kodem yiridasa haisa b'kabade began Eden, v'aisa nena mizivah shechina, u'mao yisrona ide yiridasa. Why does the soul have to come down into this world? Why doesn't it just stay up in Gan Eden? Before it came here, it was definitely in Gan Eden. So let it stay in Gan Eden. Why does it have to come down to this world? That's a very basic, fundamental question. Why our soul comes down to this world? If it was already an end in Gan Eden beforehand, let it stay there. There are a number of answers to this question. But the true answer is, what Chazal tell us, better is 1 hour of tshuva and ma'asim tovim in this world more than all the next world. K'maymer Chazal, b'makom shebali tshuva, omdeim tzadikim gemurim yicholim lamod. And like the rabbis say, that where the Bali Tshuva stands, Tzaddik and Gemurim can't stand. V'hine ha'neshamas kodem yiridasan laguf, hem bevadei tzaddikim gemurim. The neshamas, before they come down, are definitely tzaddikim. Arzeo ha'yisron shelahem b'yiridasan baguf, shenasim b'chinas Bali Tshuva. Their advantage, when they come down into the body, they become like Bali Tshuva. Shazim l'malam malam mitzadikim, and then they're even higher than tzaddikim. In other words, if we would have stayed in the Olam Elyon, if we would have stayed in the original Gan Eden we were in before we were born, then we would just be together at tzaddikim gemurim. But now that we get to come down to this world, we get to be like Bali Tshuva. We're in the level of the goof, and then we elevate ourselves. There are three types of tshuva in the world. One is a lower level tshuva, which is being sur meira, which is removing yourself from evil. You shouldn't be pogame. Ba'avonos gashmim, you shouldn't do. Gashmi is dika averus, v'machshava dibur maisa, with the thought, speech, and deed. Sur meira, stay away from averus. V'tzarach la'asas tshuva l'scharet alover, v'la'akoros v'tzono min ha'ra'a. And you have to do tshuva, you have to regret the past, and you have to uproot your will to do evil. The charot itself is uprooting one's will to do evil. Shlo yirtze lipar mi'chud v'achdus yisparach, kamo shenisbar le'el. So, first one is mischarit. And also, one doesn't want to become separate from the yichud of Hashem, from being one with God. Every aveira separates us from Hashem. So when he does tshuva on the aveira, he's expressing that he doesn't want to be separate from Hashem. V'se'a tshuva u'betfila ha'adei amro baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu shimshach b'chinat Elokeinu b'kirbeinu. The Hashlamas Asiyas HaTshuva Be'es HaTfila is by saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu in all brachas of the Tfila. And what we're asking is that Elokeinu should shine within us. We should feel the Elokeinu, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. That Elokeinu should be felt within us. U'b'chinas Memale Kol Almin, in this Elokeinu is the perspective of filling all the worlds, where Hashem's light is contracted and fills the worlds in a pneumistic way. And that's what we're saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, that the light of Hashem should shine in a pneumistic way, and therefore he's called Elokeinu, Elokeinu Shalanu. The godliness that's enclosed within us. And that's only Shayich in the Or Mimalei Kol Almin. As it says in Parshas Vayelech, Halo Al Kiein Elokai Bekir B'Mitzuni Haroi Se'ele. And the Pnimius means that since there's no Elokos within me, in a Bechina Pnimius, in other words, the light of the Mimalei Kol Almin isn't within me, Al Kiein Elokai Bekir B'. There's no godliness within me, Mimela Mitsuni Haroi Seile. I found these evil things, I fell into Averis. And therefore, a person has to find that light again to fill him up, the light of Hashem. Because if God's light is shining within us in a exposed, revealed way, then Mimela there's no room for Klipa and Averis. Uksiv ki abon asechem hayum avdilim beinechem bevein elokechem. That our sins separated between us and between God. Bein Adam uvein Elokus Hasharebo. In other words, the Orma Male Kol Alman that comes Begilui. The sin separate. Nimsavano Masach Amadu Bein Adam Elokeinu. So sin is a interposition, it's a separation between man and his and our God. And elsewhere we explain why we say Elokeinu with the name of Elokim. We don't say Shem Yudke Vavke, we don't say Nu, us, ours. Or Shem Shakai, Shakayenu, we don't say that. The revelation of Hashem in a person in a pimistic way that the light will penetrate to the point that one can feel him. This is only possible with a contraction, and the name of Elohim denotes contraction, that Hashem contracts himself. Like it says in the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Magin Havaya Elohim. Havaya is gilui, is pashtus, is exposing, revealing, expanding. The light of God, like the Shemesh, ki Shemesh, that's the Hashem Havaya. And Elokim is the covering, magain, ki Shemesh u magain ashbaya Elokim. Havaya is the Shemesh, the Elokim is the magain. Al derech tzimtzim shchina so bein shnei ba'dei aroin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem shchina in between the two badim, two stays of the Aron. So to Hashem is mitzamtzem himself in this world, Elokeinu, he's our God, in the sense that he's mitzamtzem himself. And he reveals the Ur Mimaleh, that's a tzimtzum, and therefore it's connected to Elokim, which is the shame of contraction. So it doesn't make sense. It says God's glory fills the world. And it says in another pasuk that God fills the heaven and the earth. And it doesn't say Lashon of Tzimtzum. So why Lagabe Gabay Diyaron does it say Lashon of Tzimtzum? That Hashem contracts himself. Hashem doesn't need to contract himself to be in the world, to be seen from the other pasukim. Achen yinhu ki agam shenem aratz ha-shamayim besaratz anim aleim kol zein omer bahem. So yeah, God fills the heavens and the earth, but he doesn't shine in them in a revealed way, rather in a hidden way. Because Hashem is sasa mikol astumin. He's beyond anything in this Bria. But in between the badim of the Aron, the staves of the Aron, God's light was revealed in it was shown in a revealed way. Elokus is everywhere. You can't say Hashem's Elokus went away. So God doesn't really go away. He's everywhere. But somewhere he's revealed, and some places he's not revealed. So in the world he's not revealed, but Bein Badei Aron he was revealed. There he's Megala himself. Kmo derech mashal amachshava meira beregel kam kein. When a person's machshava wants to move his leg, the leg moves immediately, because the machshava is also in the regel. Ach shebaregel ubchinas helim makif. The regel doesn't perceive the quality of the thought. So the thought activates the leg in a roundabout way. But in the moach, the machshav is begili mamish. It's not just in a hidden way. And so to lahavdil, elokus is b'chol makom, elokol eretz kavodo. Just it's not begili. But there are places where it is begili. Like the machshava of a person's begilu in his mind, the light of Hashem is begilu bein ba'dei aron. B'nei kedei shi'ar l'kutsu b'chinas gilu yav sharaki yamal yidei tzimtzum. Shezei gilu hi tzimtzum etzel yizbarach. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is above gilu. In order that he should come down and reveal himself, that we can perceive him, He has to be mitzamtzem his light. That's why he's mitzamtzem his light in order to reveal himself. So the Rav has a thought, and it's much higher than anything that could be expressed with words. But he puts it into letters and words in order that the Talmud should understand. And so too, to be alokeinu, Hashem needs to be mitzamtzem himself. His light should be revealed. Therefore, it's only mentioned by Shem Elokim. Elokim knew our God, because here he's mitzamtzem himself, and that's the shame. Elokim is the shame of tzimtzum, of contraction. We're doing tshuva that causes separation between you and God by having charata. Then you can have Elokai v'kirbi. Then God can reveal Himself in you. It could be bracha to Hashem Elokeinu. Bracha is lashon hamshacha. That a locus should be drawn within us. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we have a sach, a lot more to speak about, so please stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for listening. B'li Neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.